Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast by the American Council of Engineering Companies, broadcasting live from Chicago and our 2019 fall conference. Very pleased to be joined by Ed Szczesinski with one of our actually secret weapons that we like to talk about at ACEC, secret weapons that we don't want to be secret anymore, and that is the ACEC Retirement Trust. Ed, thank you for coming on the show. And if you wouldn't mind kind of going into detail about what the trust is, how long it's been around, and the services that you provide member firms.
Sure, thank you. The trust has been around a long, long time. I don't know the actual first date, but the services that it provides is a comprehensive 401k planning program. The neat thing about the trust, right, is that it's developed by engineers, run by engineers, for engineers. So the interest of the consulting engineering industry is represented in the trust.
That's one of the most important things in my mind. It's just the fact that these are services that are specifically tailor-made for engineers and the engineering industry. So it's not like a commercial or, you know, large investment bank that handles clients in different sectors that have different needs and requirements, but you tailor your services directly to the engineer.
That's right. And we have just a great group of consultants that we rely on. Certainly, Cap Trust advises us on the funds that we should be selecting and presenting for our plans. Empower is our record keeper, which is the number one record keeper in the United States right now. PensionMark does our education and keeps our plans and participants up to date. And then we are advised on the ERISA rules by McDermott, Will, and Emery. So quite a dynamic group of support team there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with McDermott, Will, and Emery. Which office do you work with them out of?
Out of Dallas.
Out of Dallas. Yep. Yeah, I think they're a Dallas firm, I think.
They are. I think they're even outside the country, international.
Oh, yeah, they're a big law firm.
Yeah.
So, you know, if one of the questions that always kind of comes up when I think about this is, if you're a small firm, maybe like 5-10 people, and you're looking at providing the best possible benefits that you can to your employees, the trust really allows you to do that and reach parity with larger firms that, you know, have the size, I guess the benefit of size compared to a smaller firm. It kind of allows you to punch above your weight.
Yes, that's right. With the assets that are in the trust right now, the small firm gets really the buying power of a larger firm, and it really makes it a no-brainer for them. One of the neat things about the trust is that over the last probably 6 or 7 years, our expense ratio has decreased every year. And one of the fallacies maybe that I hear at the conference from medium to large size firms is that they're too big for the trust. That simply isn't the case. If they give the retirement trust a chance to benchmark their plan against what the trust can offer, I think they'd really be surprised at the expense ratios that they get and the comprehensive package that they probably aren't getting anywhere else.
Yeah, that's the thing, because you really involve firms of all sizes, from small to large, and if you're a medium-sized firm or a larger firm, you really haven't grown out of the trust.
That's right. And the other neat thing about it is with the group of consultants that we have and the trustees, which are all employees of the member firms, is that we are able to look at and offer programs that other trusts or 401k providers aren't able to provide. Like the student loan program is one item that we're really highlighting at this conference and will be going forward, where firms can contribute to employee 401k plans while their employees are paying off their student loans.
Yeah, and that's significant, especially with, I mean, that's the biggest, you know, when we're looking at the future of talent in the engineering industry. I mean, you have this generational shift, and it's the statistic that I've been using so much. It's that by 2025, you're looking at upwards of 70% of the workforce is going to be millennial aged, and that's where the student loan issue comes in, because a lot of people are paying off their loans. And if you're trying to attract the best talent, and if you are a smaller firm, you want to make sure that you can offer a benefits package that attracts that talent who won't be going to a larger firm potentially because they have that benefit package or that you know student loan repayment program.
Yes, one of the things that we're really excited about is that the student loan program right now, you can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
So whether you're large or small right now, you can only get that when you're part of the trust. Yeah.
So that should be enough to get people to jump at this, because again, it's tailored to the industry, and that's a benefit that you can only get as a trust participant.
That's right.
Absolutely. So where can people find more information about the business trust? If they're interested in getting a little bit more information, where can they go?
On the retirement trust, they can visit ACECRT.com, ACECRT.com, and there's a whole list of the benefit packages and how to contact somebody who can benchmark their plan against what ACEC Retirement Trust has to offer.
Fantastic. Ed, thank you for taking the time today. I think it's really important that our members learn more about the trusts, the services that they offer, and just how they can really help businesses at all levels succeed, attract talent, keep talent, and really grow in the engineering marketplace.
Thank you.